It's Erev Shabbos once again. A short message to my dear friends, my dear Talmidim, and to anyone that might care to listen. So this week we read Parsha Shmini. Vayehi b'yoyim ha-shmini kora Moshe li-haron levono ve-lo-zikni Yisrael. What was on that very special Yoyim ha-shmini? Yoyim ha-shmini le-miluim. Yoyim shebo hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was erected on that very special day. And Rashi brings from Seder Olam, Oisai Ayoim Notlo Asora Atorois. 10 crowns were given to that special day. Rashi quotes Seder Olam, Perek Zayin. What is Seder Olam? The very first history book written by Beis Yisrael. And who was the historian that wrote Seder Olam? It's quoted 3 times in Shas Bavli. The great Tana Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Marav Yisrael Shabedorim, one of the greatest disciples, Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. And the Seder Olam says that that very special day was crowned with 10 different crowns. Rishon Amasa Bereishis, Rishon Lechadoshim, Rishon Lahashroes Hashchino, Rishon Lebrocho. That was Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini. And the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Omid Beis says, Tanya, Oisei HaYoyim Oisei Simcha Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yoyim Briyas Shemayim Va'oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy on that day, like the day of Briyas Shemayim was the first day of creation. And why is that? Bereishis Boro, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikoreishis, Bishvil Torah Shenikoreishis. And the tachlis of Klal Yisrael is Ashroes Hashchina. It is when we are at our very best, we are zoichet to Ashroes Hashchina. Bisman Shiyisrael Oisim Yitzayin Oishar Mokoyim Vashchina Shuriyeh Beinayim. So that day, Vayehi B'Yoyim HaShmini, was one of the greatest days in the history of the world. It's a day that took 10 crowns. It's a day that Hoisosim Cholepnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yoyim Shenivru'u Bo Shemayim Ve'Yoretz. And on the other hand, Vayehi, the Gemara says, "I'm a Gered of Yudim and Beis Mesoris Biyudeno Mianchi Knesses Agdoilo." Ein Vayehi Ela Loshen Tzar. It was a profoundly sad day, and why is that? Because that day saw the demise, the death of Nadav VaAvihu, two great tzaddik. And it is from this Ma'am Chazal that we learn to appreciate what is a human being. What is a tzaddik? What is the status of a tzaddik? So that was a magnificent day. One of the greatest and happiest days in the history of the world. But yes, the simcha was diminished, significantly diminished. Ein vehi ela b'loshen tzar. Because that day saw the demise of two great tzaddikim of Nadav VaAvihu b'nei Aharon. Chazal teach us, Kol ha'makayim nefesh achas misur kilu kiyem oylam olay, v'kol ha'ma'abed nefesh achas misur kilu ibed oylam olay. Every Jew is a world, is a universe. No two are the same. Shabbos Kufa Yom at Beis de Gemara says, "Goyimed an amaze b'shas yitzias nishom achayev lekro hashenem be." Harei zekaroya sefer Torah shenisraf. And Rashi writes, "Ein lechodem b'yisrael shenem more mitzvus k'sefer Torah." Every Jew is a sefer Torah. Every Jew is a world, and especially anoshim k'sheirim should be yisrael. In this pandemic, we have lost so many people, so many very special people. Some of them Gedoli Yisrael. Before Pesach, we lost the Nava Minsky Rebbe, one of the giants of our generation. And this Pesach and Hanesesual, we lost Hagoyin Hatzadik, Harishon Etzion, Harav Bakshi Doron. Besides being one of the great Poskim of our time, and the Shalas Tshuvos, Beis Av, are one of the fundamental Sifrei Psak. He was such a tzaddik, such a pure tzaddik, and such an honor, an anvesan ushval berech. I remember, it was approximately 30 years ago, maybe somewhat less than 30 years, He was the Rav Roshi in Haifa at the time, and I was a young man of the state in Kiryat Sanz and Netanya. And he called me and to let me know that he wants to come from Haifa to Netanya to visit. And I wondered why is such a Odom Choshev, chief rabbi of Haifa, coming to Netanya to see me? What is it about? And he didn't want to tell me on the phone. And when he came, it was about Tarbot Zestoyra, asking me to come to Haifa to give shiurim. And I was so moved and impressed by his anovan and by his tzidkus, how much he cared for Klal Yisrael. So these are the people that we've been losing in this pandemic, and so many others of wonderful people. Sometimes we say, you know, he's a simple Jew. There is no such a thing as a simple Jew. Each and every one of them is precious. Each and every one of them is a Sefer Torah in his own unique way. I lost a personal friend this week, Reb David Fisher from Borough Park. We went together to Cheder. I remember our Bar Mitzvahs were close one to another. We were together in Yeshiva Tan and Yeshiva Gdola. And to my terrible dismay, he passed away from Corona this week, and he left his family. He was such a special person, such an Ish Chesed. Every time I met him in Borough Park, it was such a simcha to me, such a Noyev Torah, and such a Baal Chesed. So we've been losing many people. So even though we just had a magnificent Yom Tov, Chag HaMatzoy says, there's a man Chel Useinu, and we're approaching a Shabbos, and we need to be happy. Oynik Shabbos and Simcha Shabbos. Yes, but the Simcha is somewhat tinged with Etzev. Ein v'yehi el aloshen tzar. And on that magnificent day, shoyo simcha lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yoyim shenivru shemayim v'oretz. Ein v'yehi el aloshen tzar. Because Nodav v'avihu passed away in that very same day. So we're approaching Shabbos Kodesh. And this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim. And it's Shabbos Mevorchim of Kodesh Iyar. Iyar is Oisius, the letters of Ani Hashem Roifecha. The Dorosh HaRishum said that this is a Chodesh that's Mesumah for the Pus. We're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's a soul, the first time since the outbreak of this pandemic, that we had more people that had a Fuh Shalema than newer people that were infected. In other places in the world, we seem to be seeing the beginning of the end. The light at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel still seems to be quite a long tunnel. And the fact that things seem to be getting better is just, it just means that we have to be even more careful and more vigilant. Because if we will let our guard down and we will once again be coming together and mingling with each other, the trend could turn around very easily and we will know more death and more tragedy and more suffering and more pain and more vayehi she'enoi elo loshen tzar. So we need to continue and keep it up and follow the rules and follow the regulations. And daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in Shabbos Mevorchim Iyar, and in this coming Chodesh Iyar, v'oisiyas ani Hashem v'refecho, Kodesh Baruch Hu should send refuas and yeshuas. V'kol choylei amei beis Yisrael should be zeichet u refua shalem, v'Kodesh Baruch Hu yatmidet b'riutam to all those that are healthy. They should stay healthy. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu yerapeh shivurei lev. And we should only know nachas and simcha. So we are between Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh of Geula. Chodesh Iyar is a Chodesh of Refuah. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should send Refuas and Yeshuas and a Geula Shleim and Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheiru B'yameinu Yomein. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you, and a beautiful Shabbos, and a Shabbos Shalom and Mavoyrach L'kol Beis Yisrael.